Hi, so I'm Skylar Gray, and Collaborate Office can finally run on mobile Linux. So I guess a bit of background may be necessary. So I've been to FOSDEM for a couple years, and how many of you have been to FOSDEM before? Okay, most of you, almost all of you. Each year, I've given a little bit of a presentation. I work at Collabora, so I make office software, and I specifically make mobile office software. And up until this year, that's been on Android and iOS. Here is a presentation I gave last year. The in-flight Wi-Fi is bad, but my presentation is still good. It was about Collabora Office on Android and iOS, and it was a great presentation. It talked about how we had nice integration with mobile, with your mobile operating systems. I showed off presenting from the phone, and after my talk, people came to me and they said, "Hey, Skylar, that was a great talk, but I use mobile Linux. Can I use this? I heard you do mobile stuff, and people have been, in fact, saying that to me last year, the year before. I heard you do mobile stuff. Can I use it on Linux? Because though much of the wider world is stuck in the Apple and Google ecosystems, here we have a lot of people who really love mobile Linux, and it would be beautiful if we could get Collabora Office running on that. A mobile optimized office suite on mobile Linux." So, but there was no good way. I had to tell them, no, not really. There was a GTK app. It's an app that is intended to work similarly to the iOS and Android apps, but it's really only for debugging problems in them. It's not great. It's required to be run via the command line. That's all of the documentation. That is the whole of the documentation on the GTK app. It is intended for development use only. It's nasty to compile, and it's not very good. But could you run maybe a Nextcloud server on your phone? Well, kind of, maybe. Nextcloud really wants to be publicly accessible. If you do that, then you're going to start having it complain that you're not provisioning certificates and giving it access to the wider world. It's kind of a pain. Nextcloud is great if you're running a server for lots of people to use and share documents. It's not great if you're one person who wants to have Office on their phone. It's not designed for this, right? Nextcloud is great at solving the problem it solves. It's terrible at solving this one. It's a bad idea. Meanwhile, back at Collabora, this is Michael Meeks. He's my boss's boss. He says, we have this really great online office suite. Wouldn't it be nice if our customers, people who used us, could get a consistent local UI? Wouldn't it be nice if they could, on their desktops, have something that looked kind of like Collabora Online? Wouldn't it be nice if we had better system integration, because copy and paste on web is actually quite painful to write code for? And so we came up with Collabora Office Desktop, and we started writing this. These are some people who worked on it. There's Sapa up there, and Tor, and Kendi, and they started work on the mobile desktop office suite for Linux, Mac, and Windows. And they were working on it based on the code that we already had for mobile. Can we take some of the same sort of ideas about how we integrate with this system, and can we bring it to desktop? And actually, there's a lot more people who worked on it alongside them, not full-time, but who contributed patches that helped, or who did mobile work that went into it. And actually, in fact, the whole contributor community helped, right? Because all of the code that's there is based on the web stuff that we have already. And everyone who's contributed to Collabora, and even LibreOffice as a whole, has helped to make that better and more robust. So it's off, based on your platform web view, it takes the online bits that we have in Collabora Online, and it runs a server on your device with a separate communication layer that pretends to be a WebSocket, so that the online bits that we have still work, but you don't need to run a full server on your device. And it runs on Linux. So can we run it on mobile Linux? I have a couple of mobile Linux phones. One of them was given to me by Zhao, and I got one of my own. They are a PinePhone and a Poco phone. I don't have an ARM machine to build anything on, and it's very, very close to the CFP when this releases, so I need to get something quick. I package Collabora Office for Nix, and I use some online Nix build service to get a first copy up and running. And I have to mess around and copy around different parts of the build afterwards. It's a horrible process. It's terrible. You should never use this. But it works. And this is a photo that I took around 30 minutes before the CFP closed of me writing my CFP with a version of Collabora Office running on a phone. Thank you, thank you. It's still got some problems, right? So here you can see the UI is still the desktop UI, and it's got the document is probably locked and has been opened as read-only. It can't actually edit any of your files, which is a little bit of a problem for an Office suite. So let's see what we can fix. That's the time. That's 23:25 on the day the CFP closes. It's quite late. So yeah. More problems. The new document page is rather painful to use. You can see the templates are all cut off. You can kind of work around this if you have your phone in landscape mode, but it's not great. Okay, let's see what we can fix. So the document is locked and has been open read-only. That's completely fixed. When we changed the build process to build it for Flatpak, that just went away. This is half fixed. We have the UI. We need to make sure that it shows on mobile Linux. Right now, desktop is hard-coded so that it will show the desktop UI, but we can change it to be based on, say, your screen size, and that will fix that one. This one is a bit more of a problem because we don't have the UI written, so we need to write some better UI for showing templates. Right now, as I mentioned, you can use this workaround where you have the your phone in landscape mode, but it would be nice to fix this. We also need a way of detecting mobile Linux, because if we don't have a way of detecting mobile Linux, then we don't know when to apply these optimizations and when to show you the normal desktop UI. I don't have a good way of doing this. If you know something, please tell me. We can look at the kernel name. That's the thing I thought of, because maybe you're using Postmarket OS, and that's probably quite mobile coded. We also have things in our web code to look at your screen size, but that doesn't work in smaller windows. So it would be really nice if any of you know a way to detect whether a device is mobile Linux, please send me a message, send me an email, scala.gray@collabora.com. Thanks. Okay. But it lives. It's usable. It lives. We can present from it. You can get it right now, off the store. It could be better. There's lots of problems. You can help. Please help. Thank you.